for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Certified wheat seed produces more per acre. And Shirley Farms in Alva, they've been around since 1975. They've got three tremendous varieties that will help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, Double Stop CL Plus, and OK Corral, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program, and now specially priced at $8.75 a bushel till September 10th. Give them a call, 580-748-0901, or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com.
Did you know there's an Oklahoma election almost every month? And poll workers make them possible. Join your family, friends, and neighbors and become a poll worker. No experience is needed. Training is provided, and you'll also be paid. So why wait? Sign up to work the polls today through your county election board or learn more at oklahoma.gov/elections. That's oklahoma.gov/elections.
Authorized and paid for by the Oklahoma State Election Board.
Well, the purpose of the Farmers Business Network is to help farmers buy inputs smarter to lower their cost of production. Also helps them market their grain, capture sustainability premiums, obtain financing, and using analytics and data to make independent, unbiased decisions. I had the opportunity to catch up with the co-founder of the Farmers Business Network, Charles Barron, to talk about something brand new they've created called the Ag Chemical Price Transparency Report, just for ag producers.
Well, this started for us a few years ago in farmers asking us, how do I know if I'm getting a fair price when I buy farm chemicals? Because so many times farmers, the prices are hidden from them when they go in to talk to a retailer. They're not posted online. Everything is negotiated. And so it's a lot of work for farmers to figure out, am I getting a good price or not? And they had no way of comparing. So we created a system where farmers could share invoices anonymously and confidentially. And then we would aggregate that price intelligence and they could figure out if they're getting a fair price or not. And we tabulated that data nationally and have found some really remarkable things about the chemical market. And that's what the report highlights.
Well, give us some of the things that you found out. What's the most important factors here?
Well, this year we saw price differences as high as 468% for some products like AMS. But even when you got into big, you know, popular products like 2,4-D, you could see a 197% price difference. And so the report highlights some of the most variable products that farmers are paying, variable in terms of pricing. You know, if you're in Oklahoma, you might pay wildly different prices than a farmer in Texas or a farmer in Kansas. And that's what FBN is set out to do, is create price transparency in the market. And it's precisely because of that lack of transparency that we see farmers paying these extreme price differences.
To participate and make use of the Ag Chemical Price Transparency Report, farmers simply share their invoices at FBN.com, and you can see trends and prices nationally and also by product, and it is absolutely free for all members to use. Once again, the website, FBN.com. Well, take a look at the latest U.S. Crop Progress Report. Corn that has reached the mature stage is now at 19% this week. Corn doughing is at 90% now, dented at 60%. Corn conditions nationwide rated 65% good to excellent, 23% fair, and 12% poor to very poor. Take a look at the Oklahoma crop progress. Oklahoma corn harvest reached 20%, which is up about 14% from last week. Conditions for the state, 63% good to excellent, 25% fair, and 12% poor to very poor. Cotton setting bolls now at 93%, opening also at 21%, and the cotton condition rated 37% good to excellent, 40% fair, and 23% poor to very poor. Soybeans blooming in Oklahoma now at 85%. The conditions, 36% good to excellent, 45% fair, and 19% poor to very poor. Pasture and range, 46% good to excellent, 27% fair, and 27% poor to very poor, declining a little bit from last week's conditions.
You've got farm news.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.